We know how important people are and how rapidly technology is and will continue to change our world, the way we live, the way we work, and the way we experience life as we know it.
In a hyper-connected global economy, it is the combination of extraordinary people and advanced tech that will make a brighter future. But without evolved leaders knowing how to apply that value of neurodiversity, businesses, teams, and relationships will exponentially suffer.
We believe in your ability and are obsessed with helping people like you shift into unlimited potential. It is our honor to help you and your teams optimize and automate the skills, tools, and solutions that can bridge that gap between intelligence and implementation as you venture into your unique mission.
Let us welcome you to Evolve Ventures. Welcome to Evolve Ventures, the one place where leaders like you can dependably go to shift your consciousness to unlimited potential. I am your host, Bianca Thomas.
And I am your host, Emilia Smith. We are going to be diving into episode 102, Optimizing for Evolved Performance. And we're super jazzed up about this episode because this month, if you haven't heard our last episode, we have themed it around optimization. So if you haven't taken a listen to episode 101, Optimization Basics When You Don't Have Time, air quotes in that, please go ahead and take a peek back at that one because we're going to be building on each episode and we're super excited for that. So Bianca, I will hand the virtual mic over to you. Let's jazz up.
Let's get it. So a common complaint or a common difficulty that we hear a lot of people talking about when it comes to optimizing or getting the most done or getting the most out of themselves is that they just don't have the energy. They don't feel like it. They don't feel like doing the things that they need to do at the end of the day or whenever. And one of the biggest optimization hacks that we have found, and a lot of research is out there supporting this, is there are actually time blocks in the day that are best for certain activities. And when it comes to conscious effort, when it comes to conscious performance, one of the biggest hacks that is out there and that Emilia and I have personally found is getting your most important tasks done at the beginning of the day. So I'm going to reference a podcast episode. For the life of me, I cannot remember what it's called, but I will link it in the show notes. Dr. Andrew Huberman, I've referenced him before on the show. He dives into a lot of research on his show, and he specifically did an episode for habits and goals. He's done a couple of them actually, but in this specific one, he was referencing the fact that there are, like I said, there are times in the day that are best for certain activities. And he mentioned that the first third of your day, there's been a ton of research showing that that is when we are the most brain conscious, right? When our brain is on the most high alert and when our bodies are on the most high alert, where we're able to actually get the hardest tasks done, the most strenuous tasks done and do them effectively. I've also noticed this just on a personal level and with clients before ever hearing this. How many of us have ever set aside time at the end of the day and we're like, I'm going to go to the gym. And then the end of the day comes and you're exhausted and you're like, wow, I really don't feel like going. I don't have the energy. I have no desire to go do this. I'm not going to do it. And then you probably ended up eating foods that you told yourself you're not going to eat. And you slack on your goals and you do all the habits that you tell yourself you're not going to do. Well, that's because our, what's the word? Not energy? Resilience. No.
Willpower.
Yeah. Willpower. There's another one. our willpower is diminished significantly the later on in the day because of the amount of choices that we have to make throughout the day. So if you're able to schedule your most important things or the habit you are trying to build into the beginning of your day when your willpower is a lot higher. Now, granted, I hate that word. I don't think it's relevant, but it's just the first word that came to mind because willpower will fail every single time. But if, yeah, you're never going to feel like it. It's just, you're never going to have the energy. You're never going to feel like it. But, you know, science shows that if you try to get this stuff done in the morning, you have a much higher likelihood of getting it done. I think another hack that I will just say quickly based on that is scheduling it. So having the understanding, utilizing the hack that we gave in the last episode, which is using a calendar. If you know, okay, I'm in the first third of my day, Amelia and Bianca said, if I get these tasks done first, I'll be more likely to do it. Cool. Another hack you can add on top of that, and this is what I do with clients of mine, it's called behavioral activation. Schedule it. Because if it's on your calendar, you're more likely to complete it than if you're like, yeah, maybe I'll do it then. But if it's on a calendar, you have a higher degree of probability that you'll get it done. So those are my two. And I know Amelia has some extra stuff to add to that.
I got some whole nerdy stuff to bring on in here. So B, thanks for starting us off there. And I think that when we start to really dig into evolved performance, I think always a good point to start at is what is that in comparison to what we already historically, statistically, scientifically, energetically understand about performance. And when we talk about evolved performance and optimizing for that, really what it comes down to at the most simple level is, have we been here before? And are we making, to what you had said earlier, the same choices that we know we shouldn't be making? And we know that based on the patterns in the reactions as a result of our actions not being necessarily serving for us in a positive manner. And so when it comes to evolved performance, we are talking specifically about making decisions that, again, to our last episode, are having a higher return on investment. The investment being the output of our energy, which is a finite game. And the performance is how well we are doing by optimizing in the given time of a day that we each have. So what you invest in or what you exercise or what you intake from an energetic standpoint, that can be broken down to various decision points throughout the day. And you had mentioned, you know, during, and there's so much science that points this too. We'll definitely put some research articles in case you're interested in the show notes, but going down to like bare bones and basics, energy management is an issue for a lot of people. And it's an issue because when you look at the overall day, a lot of people don't necessarily see themselves as a resource. I know I certainly didn't when I was growing up. It didn't necessarily occur to me that I was a resource and I had control over my resources being energy. So I want to introduce a cute little word to you in case you haven't heard it. It's called the joule. J-O-U-L-E. A joule is not the thing that you smoke, though. That was a product that was on the market. I'm not referring to that. What I am referring to is the amount of energy that you create, and human energy can be referred to as joules. We have hundreds of thousands of millions of joules that we exert and intake and our body processes through, and our brain eats up throughout the entire day. So one joule of energy is the equivalent of 0.239 calories. So every time you intake that amount of calories, you increase your joule level. And so when we look at like the day-to-day stuff, I want you to think about your body, your brain, your day-to-day, and how you optimize that very similar to your house. So for each one of you who are listening, you probably have to some degree experience living, either being a homeowner, a renter, or someone who has to maybe work for where they live in whatever capacity that is. So I'm going to take a quick frame of reference to like paying bills for your light, right? For the lights that you have on in your house right now. now you probably are paying bills to some degree for your energy consumption. And being a huge avid fan of sustainable energy, that's something that I've researched a lot on and something I'm very, very passionate about, which is the conservation of energy. And so this concept of energy management, while it can be applied to our homes and to our cars and to all the things that we look at in the day-to-day, I find this huge scotoma when I start talking to clients and individuals that we don't necessarily take that same application when it comes to the day-to-day energy. So when you wake up, you probably feel like ready to go, unless you're not quote unquote a morning person. How are your joules? It's a great question to ask. Did you get great sleep? Great sleep will increase your overall joule activation, your joule energy reservations. There's this thing that we can look at called energy expenditures. So EE. You want to understand what your total energy expenditure is throughout the day, and how you kind of look at that is your resting metabolic rate, your working / exercise energy consumption, and in total, looking at you as a resource, like I said. Now, really quick, B, you had mentioned choices. It's like going into your home. Are you going to choose to leave the lights on and have your bill just continuously rack up and drain energy that isn't actually going to use if you're not in that room? Or are you going to make the decision to turn out that light switch as soon as you leave? The majority of us would want to turn off that light switch. Now, we forget that our brain makes up about 2% of our body, but yet it consumes about 20% of our energy use. When it comes to making choices, that consumes energy. If you're optimizing how you're going about your day and eating the big frog first, if you say, meaning tackling the hardest things that are going to be for your day at the very beginning of your day when you are at peak energy levels, or right after you replenish yourself from an energetic standpoint, that will result in more optimized performance than if you weren't to take an audit, take a real, true, hard look at yourself as a resource and how you go about planning your day.
Mm. Lisa Feldman Barrett, the person who wrote the book, How Emotions Are Made, she talks about something called a body budget. And it's very similar to what Amelia said about energy expenditure, where our body has, so she calls it a body budget, and it is the culmination of good or bad sleep choices, good or bad food choices. It really comes down to our energy level. And what she says is our body budget directly correlates with our mental health. So if you have a low body budget, AKA you're not sleeping, you're not eating the right foods, you're in a high stress environment, your energy level, your body budget is going to be a lot lower, and you're more likely to experience more negative repercussions of emotions. So this directly correlates with this. If you're replenishing yourself, like Amelia said, if you're eating the right foods, if you're optimizing your day and your environment and all of these different things, you're more likely to have a higher body budget. You're more likely to be to have more energy and to get what you need to get done. So all of these episodes that we are going to be talking about are really going to help you build that. Last week's episode, when we were talking about time optimization, that is also really helpful too, utilizing a calendar, scheduling your day, doing all of these different tasks. And what we've talked about so far in this episode, which is really optimizing your energy and how you can go about doing that.
Yeah. If you could look at your brain, it like the consumption is equivalent to 20, like a 20 watt light bulb. So like on average, it takes the brain to think, like for an average human being, about 320 calories a day. And are you looking at your energy to that, to Bianca's point, as a body budget? Like, are you realizing you have a budget every single day and you can optimize the acquisition of energy and you can optimize the allocation of energy? So very, very basic. If you know you hate spending time with specific people and they drain you, there are people who are you're allocating your energy to that is draining your energy at a very fast rate. And you can look at that even from like a there's a thing called a thermic effect of food, which is TEF, stands for TEF. And that's how your body starts processing food when you're around people that you don't really enjoy and you don't really like. Your body responds differently. Surprise, surprise. So whether it be looking at your energy consumption, allocation, and acquisition from a performance level, if you want to perform at an elite evolved level, you got to start looking at yourself as a resource and one that has energy that you can manipulate and maneuver to your advantage. So I came up with, it's funny because if you look at this, this is very similar to resource and energy management when it comes to sustainable energy, but it applies just the same way for us as human beings. So the strategy for successful energy management, and then I'll be done here, is number one, identify the sources of energy consumption that you currently have. Mm-hmm. So for example, I just mentioned negative people. Crappy food, Bianca, you had mentioned. If you're eating Oreos versus a giant bowl of blueberries, obviously your body's going to respond very differently. I know for me, this is something that I identified. High caloric, low volume food, meaning like a giant piece of chocolate cake. That's a huge source of energy consumption for me because it's really hard for my body to break down those carbs. And it really doesn't give me the energy that I need, honestly. Whereas if I had a beautiful wrap with all of these micronutrients, right? That's a different type of energy allocation and acquisition. So step number two, or number one, identify sources of energy consumption. Number two, collect your energy data. What does make you feel vibrant? I know I was speaking to a woman in Nigeria earlier today that literally gave me energy. I jumped off that phone call and was like popping off the wall. I was so excited. It was amazing. Our team, same thing. We're talking to you, B, jumping on here. You know, I was in a whole different energy level. Number three, analyze the data. If you're not looking and contemplating what is giving or pulling from your energy and how you're allocating it, you're going to have no idea where you actually are from a resource / body budget perspective. Number four, identify the opportunities to save and reallocate your energy, which from like an energy bill, it would be your cost, right? So what is it costing you to spend this energy in X, Y, Z area, right? It's probably costing you time. It could be costing you money. It could be costing you even in some degrees, your health, right? And then number five, track your progress. So without you taking a look at this, you know, at your energy levels throughout the day, you are not going to make better decisions. And I will say that flat out here, Bianca. I'm glad that you mentioned choices right off the bat, because there's no way if you are not optimizing for evolved performance, you will make poorer and poorer decisions that will ultimately impact you, not just today, but your body budget in 50, 20, 30 years. And you'll be thinking back like, well, how did I get here? And at Evolve Ventures, we just don't want you to ever be a listener and be there. So hopefully through that, we kind of had you look at this in a little bit of a different frame. And again, Evolve Performance looks at what did we do yesterday and what was not working? And how can we exponentially evolve our decision-making paradigm and optimize just some of those little things that can make a huge difference?
What are your episode suggestions for this episode?
So episode suggestions, real quick. Number 100, we talked about the wellness pill. Number 95, delegate or die. Not delegating is something that drains me. Number 75, when intuition tells you otherwise. And those are the top three because they all pertain to energy and energy management in a very different way.
Key takeaway from this episode, really, really protect your energy. You find the things that feed you, that fill you, that fuel you, and remove anything that drains your energy. Also, make sure that you are scheduling things at certain times to go with when you have the highest energy versus the lowest energy, such as eating the frog, getting the hardest activity done first and get it out of the way when you have the highest amount of energy.
Nice. Yeah, my key takeaway would be very similar, but in a little bit of a different aspect of encouraging everyone to believe in themselves, that they can have evolved performance and that every single day is an optimization opportunity. Why? Mm-hmm. Because no one else controls the energy that you are acquiring and you are allocating. It's all up to you. And so I want to pump that belief in everyone who might not have looked at themselves like that.
Love it.
B, what do we have coming up that we want to share with our community?
So when you are hearing this, this will have been about a week ago, but at Evolve Ventures, if you join the Evolve Ventures Society starting June 4th, so the first Saturday of June, we are starting a new series in the Evolve Ventures Society private Facebook group called Your Evolve Story. We are going to be interviewing people in the community to hear about their story, their evolution, their transformation, and their experience with Evolve Ventures. Now, why this is important? Because we're here for all of you. You know, we talk about this on the show all the time. Amelia and I are not here for our good health, right? We're here to we're here to help all of you. We're here to be here for you and help all of you to grow and evolve and transform. And we really want to connect with all of you. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for the community. And so two of our team members, Alex and Derek, are going to be hosting this, and they are going to be the ones doing the interviews. They are hilarious. They're witty. They are incredible communicators, and they're just genuinely good people. And we've already had a bunch of people sign up for this. So if you join the Evolve Ventures Society, the link is in there to be able to sign up and to join those interviews. So we will put the link for that in the show notes here as well, but you have to be a member of Evolve Ventures Society in order to actually be on the interview.
I'm so excited for that. A shout out to our team. And honestly, as a listener, you might be like, okay, why does this even matter? Okay. Number one, there's a huge opportunity for you to tell your story. Storytelling is the most incredible way to understand who you are and get to a level of self-awareness that a lot of people don't have the courage to get to. So when you can tell your story and share how you've evolved, that not only can help you transform in a layer and to a degree that you've never even imagined, but on top of that, you can be that source of inspiration for someone else. Having the courage to just jump on a casual conversation with two people who are like genuinely great hearts and sharing your story can literally transform someone else's journey. I know for me, like the amount of stories that I've read, if only those were like in little short videos like this, that we're going to be offering at Evolve Ventures Society, like I would probably feel a lot more seen, heard, and understood. And honestly, I would probably have felt a little bit more of a sense of belonging once I understood some people in the growth-oriented society that we are cultivating. And so we just want to help you get around growth-oriented human beings and actually see them for who they are, because some of us just didn't start here. And that's the biggest thing, understanding that you are at a different starting point, and that is not better or worse than anyone else. It's just a beautiful culmination of stories that you can share with someone that who knows what could come about. So we hope you join us in on that. And we cannot wait for our next episode, which is going to be diving into your optimal space. So really digging into the environment aspect of optimization.
Thank you all so much for listening. We are deeply grateful for all of you, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye, everyone. If this episode resonated with you, or you heard something you know will help you evolve, please share it with someone you love and care about, team members across the world, or someone who you believe deeply could benefit from joining this discussion. We know firsthand how important it is to have people who support and celebrate your evolution. That's why we created our free live virtual event called Out of the Mud that we host the last Friday of every month at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that while you venture into new territories of your growth, you can get in a room with others who are too. Extraordinary topics with evolved people. That's what this event is all about. Click in the link for Out of the Mud in the show notes to register for our next event.
We love hearing from our listeners and community members. In efforts to help you evolve, we invite you to connect with us on Instagram or Facebook at Evolve Ventures, or reach out to us directly via DM at Evolve with Amelia and Evolve with Bianca. Be on the lookout for our IG Lives that we host every single Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are also in the process of rolling out group coaching and online courses that are sure to help you evolve into a greater version of yourself. This content is intended for information purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional counseling or psychotherapy, medical advice, diagnoses, or treatment, and does not constitute medical or other professional advice.